You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. When Andrea Stewart Cousins becomes the majority leader of the New York State Senate in January, Democrats will control the chamber and all three branches of state government for the first time in a decade. That means Stewart Cousins, together with Governor Andrew Cuomo and Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, will be in charge of shepherding countless longstanding liberal priorities into state law, from voting rights to abortion access. And joining us to discuss her plans for 2019 and beyond is Majority Leader-elect Andrea Stewart Cousins, the first woman to hold a leadership position in Albany. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's really a pleasure to be with you.
Well, first, let's talk about the news of the day. Amazon, were you involved at all in those talks? And what's your role in shaping it going forward?
Absolutely not. I was not involved. I heard about it pretty much the same time the general public heard about it. And we are always looking for the creation of jobs and growth and all of the good things to keep the economy strong. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, we need to obviously make sure that taxpayer money is spent wisely. And I'm waiting and watching like everyone else.
Let's talk just a bit about the taxpayer money. It's a $1.5 billion investment. Is it a good use of taxpayer dollars, given all the other needs facing the state of New York?
Well, I mean, I think it's certainly a valid question. And we all know Amazon, and we all are very, very happy for Amazon's success, and certainly happy, I'm sure, to be part of their headquarters. But frankly, it's not clear to me what Amazon's needs are, why they would get over $1 billion, but there are opportunities for Amazon to be a really, really, really good neighbor, and I'm sure that, you know, it will be resolved in a positive way all the way around.
Let's talk about your new role in Albany, going from minority leader to majority leader. Albany is famous for being ruled by three men in a room, the leaders who call the shots on the budget and other initiatives. Will this now be two men in a room and one woman in that room with them? Or do you see reforms coming to the legislative process?
Well, I will say I haven't been elected majority leader yet. My conference will, you know, make that decision. But to be inside and really helping to guide the policy will be extremely important. And as I said, I have colleagues who are just well poised to be able to give the kind of input and insight and direction that New York has been longing for a while.
And when Democrats were in the minority, you and others complained that the Republicans wouldn't even allow some bills onto the floor for voting, things like the Child Victims Act, which would expand the statute of limitations for reporting childhood sexual abuse. Now that the shoe is on the other foot, do you see the possibility for allowing votes for the minorities' initiatives?
You know, many of these bills that did not get to the floor, interestingly enough, were bills that had more than a majority of co-sponsors. Nobody understands, frankly, why if the majority of the body is interested in having something passed, that it would not be allowed on the floor. I mean, so many things would just come to the Senate to die. And I mean, we've been trying to do election reforms forever. I mean, in Florida, they were able to ban bump stocks. We haven't been able to do that. You know, there are a lot of things that people expect for New York to be leaders on, and we're certainly going to be moving those forward.
You mentioned election reform. Democrats have been talking about bringing early voting to New York for a long time, same-day registration and more. I would imagine that is at the top of your to-do list?
Yes. I mean, we need to have early voting. There are so many things that we can do, whether it's pre-registering 16 and 17-year-olds, automatic registration. There's so many things we can do so that people who are eligible to vote don't have to go through an obstacle course in order to cast their ballot.
Majority Leader-elect Andrea Stewart Cousins, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.